When news headlines constantly showcase disturbing events from all corners of the world, humor can feel like a balm to troubled thoughts. Dominique Sogal regularly travels to Syria to observe the nation's emergence from under Bashar al-Assad's brutal regime. In today's issue, she reports on a new civic awakening, the freedom to laugh in public at those once in power. Sharif Homsi helped launch a comedy club in 2022 to redefine Damascus as a place to experience joy. "I want to tell the world what happened to us," he told Dominique. "It will help the world reconnect with us faster through laughter." It's Wednesday, August 27th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kendra Nordine Beato. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. European and Iranian diplomats held last-minute nuclear talks. Representatives from Britain, France, and Germany met in Geneva as a deadline approaches for the Europeans to reimpose sanctions on Iran by triggering the snapback mechanism. Concerns have grown over Iran's nuclear program, especially after Tehran cut off cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran insists its program is peaceful and contends there is no legal basis for reimposing sanctions. The United Kingdom's Reform Party said it will mass deport migrants if elected. Nigel Farage said he will leave the European Convention on Human Rights and immediately detain and deport anyone who arrives in the country illegally, including children, if his hard-right Reform UK party wins the next election. He laid out his plans following a significant rise in migrants who arrived by boat across the English Channel and weeks of protests over the government's use of hotels to house asylum seekers. Despite holding just 4 of the 650 seats in the House of Commons, Mr. Farage's party has gained momentum by seizing on public frustration over immigration. Also, a judge tossed the Trump administration's lawsuit against all of Maryland's federal judges. The lawsuit was filed over an order by the chief judge that stopped the immediate deportation of migrants challenging their removals. U.S. District Judge Thomas Cullen granted a request by the judges to dismiss the case, saying to do so otherwise would offend the rule of law. The unusual circumstance reflects the Trump administration's harsh response to judges who slow or stop its policies. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Among all the shortages in war-ravaged Gaza, clean water is one of the most critical. Already facing the perils of famine and a new Israeli military offensive, families must engage in a daily hunt for water that often is barely usable. Ghada Abdul Fattah and Taylor Luck report from Deir al-Balah, Gaza Strip, and Amman, Jordan for The Monitor. America's central bank is designed by Congress to be insulated from political pressure. That standard is under strain as President Donald Trump, seeking influence over monetary policy, tries to oust Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board. Henry Gass reports for The Monitor. Damascus isn't the sort of city people would expect to go to for comedy. But with the Assad regime gone, local comedians are taking the opportunity to establish a new comedy scene and challenge social taboos using their own brand of humor. Dominique Sogel reports from Damascus, Syria, for The Monitor. The role of outside money in elections has grown exponentially since the Supreme Court ruled in 2010 that political spending is a form of speech. Now, some advocates of campaign finance reform hope to impose limits through the states, with Maine and Montana leading the way. Simon Montlake reports for The Monitor. Surfing the ocean can be intimidating for those with mobility challenges. A program in Portugal makes the activity easier and fun for surfers and for volunteers who bask in the joy on the participants' faces. Contributor Adri Salido reports from Carcavelos, Portugal, for The Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how clean rivers help keep cities in the swim. Across North America and Europe, high summer temperatures and low levels of water pollution are prompting city dwellers to dive into a new relationship with their rivers. Paris, for example, made a splash in 2024 with its rapid cleanup of the highly contaminated Seine in time for hosting the Olympics. This summer, the city opened three areas along the river to the public. Our intrepid reporter took the plunge recently. But other cities have also been consistently cleaning up their rivers. Portland, Oregon, after a major overhaul of its sewer and drainage systems, launched an annual Big Float that ran until 2022 to encourage use of the Willamette. This month, Hungary's capital, Budapest, opened its second swimming beach on the Danube. And each year, more and more European cities participate in the continent-wide Big Jump as rivers get cleaner and their residents gain confidence in the water quality. In June, the Dutch city of Rotterdam hosted the first Swimmable Cities Summit. As reported by The Guardian, the city's vice mayor noted, "This summit is not just about swimming. It's about restoring our relationship with water and leading together toward cleaner, more livable cities." Concerted action by city officials and citizen groups has driven the change. When wariness over past pollution makes residents hesitant, the citizen groups educate the public about waterway protections and progress. Trust in local government becomes a key factor. Citizens count on officials' continuous monitoring and accurate reporting of negative changes in water quality. Larger metropolises want to get in on the act, too. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has pledged to make the Thames swimmable by 2034, in part by building a super sewer that skirts the city. New York City will test out a filtration-assisted floating pool in the East River next year. Mayor Eric Adams wants to make the most of the city's natural assets and expand access to swimming for all New Yorkers, especially our children. For young people, such efforts are particularly meaningful. Every citizen should feel that urban waterways are theirs to experience and protect, according to Umema Wayesa, who represented the youth-focused nonprofit Wave Makers United at the Swimmable Cities Summit. Clean and safe urban waterways are not just environmental assets, they are vital spaces for connection, health, and well-being. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we're never too old or too young to express our God-given ability, strength, and joy. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Morgan Anderson, Noel Flatt, and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.